a pump, and a lob for the end zone. Rivera open. He's got it. Touchdown, Raiders.
What a great play by Derek Carr. He made a pump, and Rivera ran right down the seam, right by the safety.
Michael Rivera with the go-ahead score. Take me back to Denver and a tale of two halves, really. Yeah. How different it was in the second half for you guys. What Jack Del Rio said to you guys at halftime?
Yeah, well, at halftime, Coach, you know, had a lot of confidence in us, and he had a smile on his face and said, he asked us a simple question, do we believe? And, you know, we answered and we said, yeah, we believe. And we went out there in the second half, and we showed that we believe, and we really came out confident, and that's why we got out with the win.
To beat a division rival like that in a do-or-die situation, what's the morale like right now? What's the locker room right now? I would assume that it's pretty pumped up.
Yeah, no, it's definitely pumped up. It was awesome. Great team win. We're definitely, you know, looking ahead, and we just want to be 1-0 this week. We're not looking to, you know, the Chargers or the Chiefs. We're on to the Green Bay Packers right now. We just want to be 1-0 this week and win the next game.
A lot of focus is on this Raiders defense, and rightfully so, especially Khalil and the performance that he had. But when we look at this Raiders offense, and you're a part of it, a lot of hope for the future here. And you have Crabtree and Cooper. And then let's look at the tight ends as well, because I know a lot of focus is on the receivers. How nice is it to have a quarterback that spreads the wealth?
Man, it's incredible. The playmakers we have on offense, you know, Crabtree, Cooper, as well as all the tight ends and, you know, the running back there. Carr has his options, and he definitely uses them, so it's awesome.
What is it like working with a young quarterback like Derek Carr, seeing his progression, I mean, throughout the season, really?
Yeah, his leadership, you know, ever since he walked in these doors when he got drafted, his leadership skills have just gotten better every single day. And, you know, I'm so excited to see the future that he has in the NFL.
Okay, so looking ahead to the near future here, you guys are facing Green Bay. Yeah. That defense, Clay Matthews comes to mind, a couple of other playmakers.
Oh, yeah.
What are you preparing for against the Packers?
Yeah, definitely a tough defense that we're going to match this week. Clay Matthews, you know, Pro Bowl guy. Julius Peppers, you know, been in the league forever. You know, we just got to play our football. And, you know, we got to come out like we did in the second half last week and put four quarters together and just, you know, continue to keep up the good work.
Okay, let's have a little fun right now, and it's Christmas style. Five questions. Get to know Michael Rivera a little bit. We do know your sister is a performer.
Yes.
So why don't we go favorite Christmas song?
I would have to go with Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, wait, now you have to sing it for me. And if your sister has the chops, and we know that you have the chops. Just a little sample.
I don't have the chops, but...
Can you hum him?
Mary, did you know?
There it is right there. I've never even heard that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
A thing of beauty. Multi-talented. That's good. Okay, real or fake Christmas tree?
Oh, definitely real. Got to have the real smell. Got to bring it in, make the mess all over the floor with the little pine things. Mm-hmm. Got to have a real one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The worst gift you've ever received, or you can go best gift as a child, as an adult?
Best gift would have to be probably my first bike.
Awesome. First bike. For Christmas? Christmas morning?
Yeah,
that's
Christmas
big
morning.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite family Christmas tradition?
Favorite family Christmas tradition? Just getting with everybody, just getting with the family on Christmas Eve and, you know, being excited to wake up the next morning and open presents and just being thankful for life.
Will your family be out here for Christmas Eve? I know you have a job to do.
No, they won't, but I'll be catching a nice little plane flight after the game so I can go see them.
And they'll be watching and cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Final one here. Now it's time to put a player, a teammate on blast. Which player could play the role of Santa Claus?
Oh, definitely Lee Smith. Lee Smith with the big red beard. Just put a little Santa Claus hat on him. Be perfect. He'll fit right in.
Michael, thank you so much. Happy holidays to your family. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Since Jordy Nelson has gone down, Aaron Rodgers has got a special magic with James Jones. He's going to run just a straight goal route. Aaron's going to throw him open.